I was going to say good morning, but it is no longer morning. Good afternoon. How is everyone? So we have this thing, maybe it's the same in every church you go to. Like, you get like four or five people respond to you. It'd be great if we can get more. How is everyone? Are you good? You good? Yeah, look, see. So there is a bit of life. That's great. We love that. It's so good to be here. Seems like it's been a long time coming. For you guys, it has probably felt like a longer time coming, but we are finally here. Julie, myself, the girls, and our unborn child, who will be coming, hopefully, on the 15th of September, maybe early, I don't know, it depends. Sorry, I'm going off on one. It scares me a wee bit. I have heard now a couple of stories from Crawley of home births that were not planned. I don't want that. That scares me. Yeah, very recently, Samuel, yeah, wherever you are, that scares me. So there he is at the back. So let's pray against that, if that's okay. That would be great. But it is so good to be here. And like I was saying this morning, you can tell by my accent, me and Julia are both from Belfast. So hopefully nothing gets lost in translation, although you guys are used to the Irish accent with the last number of pastors being Irish. But we're so excited. Hopefully you guys are excited as well. We hopefully will come alongside you guys and reach the town of Crawley. Julie and I don't know it all. We make mistakes. We get things wrong along the way. But hopefully one thing that you do see is our desire for people to meet with God, to give them, give their lives to him and serve him with everything that they have. So let's go on this journey together to see people reached, to see disciples made, amen? Amen. So this afternoon we are going to look a little bit at Joshua. So if you have your Bibles, if you want to flick to that, if you have a phone and you want to scroll to that, we will be reading from chapter 1. I'll give you a wee second to jump to there. And hopefully we'll have those verses on the screen as well if you want to follow along. And if you're there, say you're there. Yeah, we've got people there. There we go. So Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River and into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to the Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So if you are taking some notes this morning, I have a couple of points. If you want to follow along, write them down, or it's just helpful even to hear. My first point this morning is a new season. It's pretty obvious what we're stepping into, a new season. So here we have Joshua. Moses has just died. The baton has essentially been passed on to Joshua. It's his turn to lead the Israelites, and God speaks to him. It's the beginning of this new season. He's telling Joshua the plan. Cross the Jordan, and I will give you every place you set your feet. Wherever you go, you will win the battle. You will take what has been promised, and no one will be able to stand against you. That's amazing, right? No one will be able to stand against you. It's exactly what you want to hear when you're going into an impossible situation. God is with you and no one can stand against you. The Israelites are stepping into this new season. It's no longer wandering in the wilderness. It's about taking hold of what God has promised and doing what he asks. You know, the Bible tells us about seasons. If you've been part of church for any length of time, you will have seen it go through seasons. Your life will have went through seasons, both good and bad. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. We as a church are walking into a new season. Hopefully you are excited about that. I feel as we walk into this new season, God is saying, take what I have promised. As I look at the book of Joshua and I read these verses, I can't help but feel God is telling us to take what is promised. And what do I mean by that? It's a wee bit different for the Israelites than our context here in Crawley, isn't it? A number of weeks ago, I had a conversation with one of the old pastors here, James Glass, that some of you might know. He's a pastor here a number of years ago, and he spoke to me about his love for Crawley, his love for the people here. He also shared with me that when he was here, he really had a significant moment, and he felt that God had said this church would grow significantly. And what we know is that each of the pastors that have been here have seen that play out in some shape or form. But God has so much more in store for us than what has already happened. James mentioned how he believes that there's still even more to that he is so excited for us as we go on this journey together. And in my conversation with him, I couldn't help but feel that God was telling me there is more. As James was speaking, God was saying that to me, and he was saying that his heart has not changed for Crawley. He still wants the lost to come to know him. He still wants the broken, healed, and restored. He still wants this town to know and love him. There is a new season, and God's heart is still that this town would know him, love him, serve him, and glorify him with all of their lives. We look at the Israelites and we look at their journey. God did amazing things. If you know some of it, you see all that God did and all that the Israelites witnessed. They witnessed God do countless miracles. Moses got to play that part, an amazing part in all of that. But there was a new season coming, and God had more for the Israelites in the new season. And as we look at these verses, we see that Moses died. He didn't get to see what was to come, but what God said didn't change. It just continued through a new generation and into a new season. This last season for you guys, I'm sure, has been great in parts, but you've probably came across some challenges too. I believe God is saying there is a new season ahead. Cross the Jordan and step into what has been promised. You know, Crawley is God's land. It always has been, and it always will be. I'm sure you can tell me about all the amazing times that God has moved and done all these amazing things and what you've seen, and this church has such a rich heritage. I'm sure other churches in Crawley have too. But there is more. There's definitely more than what I've seen. There's more than what you have seen. And God wants to use each and every single one of you in this new season. Whether your past season has been difficult, whether it's been amazing, maybe this next season is the best season for you, who knows? There is so much more for you, for I, and for this church. We are in a new season. My second point this afternoon is the fields are ripe. The fields are ripe. John chapter 4 and verse 35. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. As we step into a new season, we already know that the fields are ripe for harvest. It's probably not the first time someone has ever said that or preached about it or any of that. But people are open and ready to hear the gospel. They are ready to respond to the love of God. And there are a few specific words in that verse that I love. And they are, open your eyes. Jesus is saying to you to open your eyes and take a look. All around you, there are people who need him in their lives. He's saying they need me. They just need to hear about me. They are ready. The fields are ripe. So I'm throwing that out to all of us this morning. Let us open our eyes. A lot of the time we walk around with our eyes closed, doing errands, going to the shop, picking the kids up, all of that, and we're not open to seeing what Jesus is trying to say to us in certain moments. Crawley is ripe for harvest. Julie and I were so encouraged. Looking back, a few months ago, we were watching the live stream. And yes, we were spying on all of yous before we had said anything. But we were watching the live stream and yous had a baptism service. And it was amazing. They're always the best services, aren't they? Everyone shows up. Everyone's happy. It's amazing to hear some of the stories and where people came from and what God's doing in their lives. We absolutely loved it. And there was one part that I really did love, that lots of people, every time they got up, something they said went along the lines of, well, this person invited me here, or this person invited me to Alpha, or this person said this to me, or, you see, it's nothing new, and it's nothing that we don't know, but sometimes we need reminded that God uses standard people like you and me so that people would come to him, and that's what he does. Do we hear the stories of people miraculously coming to Jesus through visions or dreams? Yes. And those stories are amazing, and I love that. But the majority of the time, he uses you to tell people about him. That's how it works. He uses you to get people to church. He uses you to speak to a neighbor or to a colleague in work or another parent at school or a friend in school. He uses you. And when you speak to others about him, we see fruit. Why? Why do we see the fruit? Because he's already told us the fields are ripe for harvest. It's time to reap what has been sown. People have been sowing for years in Crawley, and I think we're going to see a real big harvest. And I am excited for that. And look, I understand even though when we know, when we read, and when we hear that God has promised something, doubt can creep in. Anyone else feel like that sometimes? Yeah, I do. So if you just don't, it's okay, I do. Crawley is ripe for harvest. That's great, Ryan. But you don't know my family. You don't know my neighbor. You don't know how they would react. If I spoke to them about Jesus, it's not straightforward and it's not easy, Ryan. I'm too young. I'm too old. I don't know the best way to do it. We all have excuses, don't we? Sometimes we allow the doubt or the fear to dictate what we do over trusting what God has said and what he has promised. So many times we can let fear and doubt take control. I fully believe if we quickly look at some of those verses again in Joshua, if we go from verse 6, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. In the start of verse 7, be strong and very courageous. I fully believe that God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous a number of times because in that moment, he needed to hear that. He needed to know that. He needed to be encouraged because in those moments, doubt and fear could have crept in. In Deuteronomy, Joshua is also told about being strong and courageous. This isn't something new that he's hearing, but I feel like there's a bit of a theme there for him. In this next season, there will be moments where you do not feel very courageous. Please hear what God is saying. He is saying, be strong and courageous. And why? Why should we be like that? Because the fields are ripe. We need to be strong and courageous to reach the people of Crawley. Verse 9 in those verses, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God has not given us an option when it comes to being strong and courageous. Fear is not an option when you're a follower of God. Have I not commanded you? God is saying here, do not have fear. Get rid of it. Look to me. We are commanded not to fear. If you look through the Bible, we are given so many commands, really important things. But I feel like sometimes this is one that we don't really talk about. We love God, we love people because we're commanded to do that. But I haven't heard many people preach or talk about being commanded not to fear. Not having fear and being strong and courageous is one of those things that needs to be taken seriously. We need to step out of our comfort zones and we need to see what God wants to do through us. But we do that by being strong and courageous and relying on Him. It is so exciting to be part of what God is doing. I don't know if you feel that way when you see God move and you see God do something and you were involved in that. It's really good. And that's not a bad feeling. Don't ever think, oh, that's a bit of pride. It's really good to be involved in what God is doing. So let's hold on to the excitement and allow God to use us to reap a harvest that is in Crawley. I would assume if we got people in the room to raise their hands, 99% of us sitting here today would be here because someone started a conversation, because someone invited us, because someone said something. They told us about Jesus. It really is that easy. Yes, there might have been a journey to get to there, but God uses people. He used someone in your life to introduce you to Him. It's amazing. It's what has happened to me. I was invited to an event that I didn't know anything about, and at that event, I gave my life to God. My life was flipped upside down that night, and I have not looked back. I'm now standing in a place that I literally did not know existed 1 year ago. I did not know Crawley was a place. This day, 1 year ago, we came on holiday to London, landed in Gatwick, and went straight to London. It's like, didn't know Crawley was a thing. And here we are, right beside it. I'm just like, how God works some of those things is really interesting. But imagine the amazing journey that people could go on in this town if we stepped out of our comfort, if we stepped out full of courage and full of the Holy Spirit. One person did that to me all those years ago, and now I'm standing in Crawley talking to you on a Sunday morning. Could we dream together of what God has in store for this town? I wonder what would have happened if Joshua hadn't have been strong and courageous. Things would have looked very different for him, I think. There are over 100,000 people that live in this town. My friend Google, he told me that. That is a huge number. And God loves every single one. Every single person, every single family. God loves all of them. If we are strong and courageous in what we do, I think we can have a significant part to play in helping them to come and know Him. Crawley is ripe. The fields are ripe. My third and final point is wherever you go. Wherever you go. And I'm going to read again from Joshua 1 and it's verses 7 to 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. How encouraging is it to know that God will be with you in every situation, in every place, wherever you find yourself? God is right there by your side. It really is amazing, and it is something that we should always find comfort and find strength in. It's the reason that we can be strong and courageous, because he is always with us. When we grasp this, we can go into situations, we can live our lives very differently. If you read the book of Joshua, you see that God truly was with him and the Israelites wherever they went. There were countless battles, countless miracles, and my personal favorite miracle of God making the sun stand still in the sky. But what do we see from all of that? What is it? We see that God never left them. He promised something and he sticks to his word. He doesn't change it. And that is the same promise with you and I today. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The only reason any of this worked for the Israelites is because God was with them. We can't do it outside of him. That's not how it works. They held on tight to what God had promised and they went for it, fully believing God for what he had said. For us, if we want this town to come to know him, if we want to see people set free from sin in their lives, if we want to see the Holy Spirit move in this town, we need to hold on to what God has promised, that he is with us. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." I want to also mention that wherever you go, those words, wherever you go, is not specific to Crawley. I believe God has a bigger plan than just reaching Crawley for us as a church. I believe that this church will also play its part in reaching the nations. And God will go with us as we do that. We will play our part in the nations for the coming years, which I am so excited for, and hopefully you will be excited for too. Some of you, you will reach Crawley for the rest of your lives, and that is amazing. You will do all of that to the glory of God, and I love that. But some of you will go to the nations, and I am praying that for some of you as well. Some of you will go to the nations, and God will be with you wherever that is. Julie and I, we try to live our lives by these verses. We try to live our lives by the whole Bible, but by these verses, making disciples of all the nations. We are local and global. God is a local God, and he's also a global God. We want to make disciples of Crawley, disciples of the UK, but also disciples of Europe, also disciples of the Middle East and beyond. And as a church, I believe that we will do that. We will play our part in making disciples of all the nations. And then in verse 4, in those verses, God tells Joshua, your territory will extend. Church, I believe with all my heart that our territory will grow. And I'm not talking about a physical building. I'm talking about us as the church, beyond Ifield, beyond Bewbush, beyond all the other areas that I do not remember right now, beyond Crawley to the world. And that is exciting. I really hope that excites you, that we can dream, that we can get on this journey together as we go into a new season, being strong and courageous as we step out of our comfort zones to reap a harvest that is ripe wherever we may go. Let me pray. God, we are so thankful that you are with us. God, that you're with us right now and you're with us as we leave this building, as we go to our workplaces, our universities, our schools, wherever that would be, God, that you are with us. So God, I pray that you would help us, help to make us strong and courageous, God. Help us to step out of our comfort zones, God. That we would see you move in the surrounding communities, God. That we would see you move in the UK, God. That we would see you move in the nations, God. God, we are so excited for the future of this church. Excited for what you're going to do in us and through us as a church, God. But help us, we pray. Help us to be strong. Help us to be courageous. Help us to listen to your voice, Holy Spirit. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.